السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. ما بعد. Tonight the 26th juz of the Quran Majid, commencing with Surah Ahqaf, a warning to the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the surah that the Quran Majid is indeed the true, that which is truthful, revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been commanded to convey the message of the Quran Majid with patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also discusses the rejection of past nations and a proof that those who deny the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed there will be consequences for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the verses of the Quran Majid. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That indeed those who say that our Rabb is Allah, and then they remain steadfast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there will be no fear and there will be no sorrow and grief for those individuals. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. These are the people of Jannah. They will dwell therein forever. This is a reward for their hard work, for their actions in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about gratitude and gratefulness towards our parents, and the aspect of expressing our gratitude to them. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the difference between the righteous and the arrogant. And Allah Ta'ala then speaks about the nation of Aad, وَذْكُرْ أَخَا Aad. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about their arrogance and their pride. And their statement was, كَمَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. That who is more powerful and stronger than us? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually said that they were completely destroyed. They were completely annihilated. We then move on to Surah Muhammad. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions or brings to attention the contrast between those who believe and those who follow the haqq, and on the contrary, those who are disbelievers. Allah ta'ala speaks about the fate of the past and a warning for those who are present, that look at what was the consequence and the outcome of those who rejected the commands of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala also speaks about the importance of charity and obedience in supporting the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, Allah Ta'ala, beautiful verse for us, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tansuru Allah yansurkum wa yuthabbit aqdamakum. So we always saying that make dua, you know, Allah Ta'ala can send His help to me, and I need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I can be steadfast. So a secret to that is you help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who support and help the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever way they can. Not necessarily in wealth. Sometimes a person is a very good architect, as an example, and he renders his service for the building of masajid, madaris, organizations, soup kitchens. Sometimes the person is a good engineer, so he uses his skill to support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in whichever way, whichever wealth Allah has given us, because that is also a wealth, intelligence is also a wealth. So we should use these faculties and these bounties and these talents to assist and to support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereby we will secure the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, and we will also get the tawfiq to remain steadfast on our actions. In the next surah, Surah Fatah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the incident of Hudaybiyah that had taken place, the treaty of Hudaybiyah, which to the Muslims seemed like some sort of a defeat, because they had set out with the mission of performing the pilgrimage, but in fact they were rejected, they were turned down, there was an obstruction. But Allah says, "Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina," that indeed this was a real victory for you. So a lesson we learn, that sometimes we may perceive something to be contrary to our desire. We're not really getting what we the outcome that we wanted. But we don't realize that in that there is lots of khair in it. Allah Ta'ala says, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you don't like something, but there is lots of goodness in it for you. And in fact, if you study history, you will find that it was because of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah that now the Mushrikeen came to Madinatul Munawwara and saw the social etiquettes and the kind of mutual love between the Muslims and their perceptions that they had before, that the Muslims are fighting amongst each other. That was completely put to an end. And this drew them closer to Islam. And lots of people started accepting Islam by just looking at the beautiful teachings of the Deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah also speaks about the loyalty of the mu'mineen. Those who had remained steadfast with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the reluctance of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the Muslims further conquests and victory. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about the supremacy of Islam above other religions. In the next surah, Surah Hujarat, which is a surah which outlines, amongst many things, important social etiquettes that we can implement in our lives. And Allah Ta'ala initiates this surah with the importance of respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna alladhina, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi. That do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The outcome of this disrespect, this outward disrespect, an tahbata a'malukum, that by showing disrespect to the Nabi of Allah, it has the potential to destroy your good deeds. So from this, the valuable lesson of respecting those who are our benefactors, those who are our teachers, the ulama in the locality, the senior people in our locality, the sahaba ikram, the fuqaha, etc., etc. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about making an effort to create unity, that if two groups of people are at loggerheads, then we should make an effort to reconcile the two parties. Allah says that indeed the mu'mineen are brothers of one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says certain etiquettes that one group of people should not ridicule or mock another group of people. Similarly, you shouldn't be calling each other names that are offensive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also advises us to stay away from suspicion. We should avoid suspicion. We should avoid making ghiba or backbiting one another. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps we could say that this could be the root cause, that Allah ta'ala reminds us that we are all one. That no group of people should regard themselves as superior to another. كَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرِ وَأُنْثَى. That the only reason we created you into different tribes and nations was so that you could recognize one another. But in reality, the greatest and the most noble in the eye of Allah is the one who has the greatest amount of taqwa. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the beautiful quality of taqwa. Also in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that true faith is based on sincerity and not just verbal claims. Then we go to the next surah, and perhaps we can, you know, combine the two, Qaf and Surah Dhariyat. Allah Ta'ala speaks about life after death and the fact that it is a reality. Allah Ta'ala speaks about nature being a proof of the power and the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also an important lesson, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There is no statement that you utter except there is an angel recording every single thing that is being said. So we need to be very careful with regards to our speech. Allah Ta'ala also reminds us and tries to develop a conviction within our hearts with regards to Akhirah. And then in the next surah also, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the qualities of those who have got taqwa. Allah Ta'ala says that كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. They have got the quality of being good, and they spend a portion of the night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the morning they engage in istighfar. The wealth which Allah has granted them, they use that wealth for those who are in need. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all these wonderful qualities. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.